She had a quality about her. A what the hell, an I'm not chicken, are you, sort of way. According to my mother, and to Cassie's mother, Bev, Cassie and I became friends in the second week of nursery when we were 4 years old. That was always the story, though I can't tell now whether I remember it or have just been told so many times that I invented the memory. I was playing with a group of kids in the sandbox, and Cassie stood in the middle of the playground, hands at her sides like a zombie, staring at everything, not apparently nervous, but totally detached. I left my friends to come touch her elbow, and I said, so I was told, "Hey, come build a castle with me?" And she broke into that rare, broad smile of hers, a famous smile, made all the better when she was bigger by the Georgia Jagger gap between her front teeth. She came with me back to the sandbox. And that, my mother always said, was that. When you're in nursery school, you don't think too much about it. Both only children, we said that the other was the sister we never had. Nobody could mistake us for blood relations. I was as tall for my age and as big-boned as Cassie was small, and my hair is dark and curly. But we shared our blue eyes. "Look at our eyes," we'd say. "We're secret sisters."